So many people in this church played a part in it. D, I get on Facebook because I really know that I'm a warrior, okay? And then I get on Facebook and here's D. Come on, warriors, let's go, okay? She didn't have a clue. She didn't have a clue of the inspiration that she was giving me to get up here today to talk about what I got to talk about. I'm going to talk about things that has happened to me in my life, in this church, in other churches I've been to. There are things that is in the war zone. We are warriors, every one of us. We all fight a battle. The battle between God and Satan is the battle of all battles. It's the oldest battle. There's other wars that's went on, that's been won. Confederate War, that's a one in our area that is a still known war. Been over for hundreds of years. But every once in a while, you'll see a Confederate flag flying. That war has broke out again. Even though it's over with, there's still parts that's still alive. Satan works the same way. He's been condemned to death, but he's still alive. He's in here today. Okay? He's behind me and it ain't Curtis. Okay? Because I had to get him behind me before I could even come up here. I've sat back there in them pews, and I've wanted to come up here to this altar. And this voice in my mind says, oh, no, boy, don't you go up there. All them people sitting around you going to think you're crazy, that you've done something wrong, and you ain't nothing but a sinner. Well, folks, there's two kind of sinners in here this morning. There is sinners. And there are sinners that are saved by grace. Amen. Satan's in here trying to win you back. He don't like it. He does not like it. He's going to tell you that lady or that gentleman sitting beside you is going to laugh at you if you come up here to this altar. He don't want you using this altar. Abraham, every time he stopped and pitched his tent, he built an altar. Okay, them altars are important. Satan will tell you, well, you ain't got to go up there in front of all them people and tell them, you know, get down there on your knees and tell all that stuff. I mean, you know, that's not necessary. He's only telling you that because he don't want you to come up here. I went over to the schoolhouse to a graduation at middle school when little Big graduated, and I was just tickled, slammed to death that when I got over there, that they prayed a prayer before and afterwards. Tickled to death. Got home, got to working on this thing right here, and I figured out I shouldn't be quite so happy. Okay? Because they left out Jesus Christ. God says, only through my son will you inherit the kingdom of God. This world is wanting to take Jesus out of it. All God showed up in the garden. They've been tearing Jesus down ever since. They killed him. The world killed him. They don't want us talking about Jesus Christ in here. They don't want us talking about Jesus Christ ordering at school. They don't want us talking about it in the courthouse. They don't want to talk about it nowhere. The war is let's don't talk about Jesus Christ. We can sit in here and we can say, well, our politicians, I tell you what, they're doing a terrible job. You know, God didn't call on them politicians to make things better. He called on the disciples. He said, make fishers of men. We're the ones that's failing. We're the ones that ain't going out here in the world and saying, look at me. See Jesus shine? Here I am. See Jesus shine? We got to speak out, folks. We got to quit letting Satan tell us, don't come up here. Up 4 years ago, I just got by. I just got by. But when I really turned my life over to God, now look, I believed in my mind that there was a God. I believed it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Been taught it all my life. I really believed it in my mind. But I didn't have it right here. Okay. You gotta have it in the heart. If it ain't in the heart, this mind will fall for anything. It'll fall for every trick Satan has ever pulled on you. So if you got a problem, it's okay to come to this altar and give it to God. If you feel like, well, I don't really know where I'm saved or not, I tell you, I do so many bad things. It ain't what you do. It's what he's going to do for you. If you'll just believe. That's all he has to do. He says, love your brother as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, I had two neighbors, and I did say had two neighbors, that we didn't get along good. Okay? And I really thought about what I had to come up here and say about one of them. But you know, yesterday I was coming out here to get the sprinkler up, and one of them said, oh, whoa, wait a minute, Bo. Let me talk to you a minute. And he just come right up to me and started talking to me. Said, look, run two snakes out of my barn. Don't want none of your grandchildren getting bit by them, so just watch out for them, okay? I said, yeah, man, I appreciate that, and I love you. Now, he was one of the Hatfields and the McCoys, okay? He really was. I mean, he's true blood. But I thanked him for that, and I told him that I loved him. I ain't got but one more to go. And I hope God lets me have him too. I hope I get to tell him how much I love him too. Well, I do love him. Satan don't want me to. Satan don't want you to get up and come to this altar. He don't want you to lay your problems down. He wants you to think that if you drop your little bit of money in the plate each week, that'll buy you another week. You'll soon get to heaven. Money won't get you there, folks. Good deeds won't get them down. You can do all you want to around here. Only through the Son, Jesus Christ, through his blood, will we get to heaven. If you think, you might need to reconsider. If you want to come to this altar up here, and you think that that fella sitting beside you is going to laugh at you, pray for him. Pray for him before you come, okay? Because he needs to come on up here with you too. Okay? He needs to come with you. Pray for him. God give you this altar. Use it. Satan's the only one that don't want you to use it. We're all going to have problems. But if we'll turn it over to him, his yoke is easy. All we got to do is do it. Get Satan out of that mind. Because now he'll wear you out. He will wear you out. As we sing this song, Curtis, what's my song? I've left my papers. Oh, I got it right here somewhere. I got one or two more scriptures that I want to read to you just right quick. We are all sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. You must repent and face eternal in hell. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. You can accept Jesus Christ and be saved today, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13. He has laid a pattern here. He has given us all the scripture that we need. Don't think it. Know it. Know that if you lay down tonight and you wake up in the morning, that you're going to wake up in heaven, not hell. You got to believe. You got to believe. As we do this song here, Amazing Grace. Now this lady right here, she's fixing to put it on you now. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that. She can put it on you with amazing grace. The altar is open. There's two lay leaders here. Plenty of people that will pray with you, for you, whatever you want. We are your brothers and sisters in Christ, and I love every one of you. And I want to be with every one of you in heaven. Feel free to come.